And the next day, when I came in to see her, she was just drifting off there. And I'm standing at the end of the bed thinking, what are we doing with our lives? You know, our kids were getting up. And she came out on the Thursday, and on the Saturday we were on the island of Korčula off Yugoslavia. And I thought, this is fantastic. This is what I need to do now, you know. And just keep travelling. And we liked it so much that we went back to Pula in the October. And we were going to on a trip to... By this time, she's on a diet. They're not giving her any tablets, but we're treating it with diet. And we were going off on a trip to Tito's Island. And we were held up for about an hour before we could get the ferry. And we never got the ferry because although we'd taken an apple and some biscuits and this sort of thing, she started to fade. And the fading took the effect of she just went grey and cold. And funnily enough, didn't want to eat. And a gentleman on the bus, who was also diabetic, sat her down and gave her some sugar that he had in his pocket. And we stayed there. We never got to the island. I took her to a restaurant and got her some spaghetti and this sort of thing. And it went up and down like that for a couple of years. The next year we went to Morocco. And I'd got to the stage where I can tell that she needed something, you know. I remember one day I left her in a carpet shop and she's sitting there. She goes terribly quiet and I could see it in her face. So I went running around the souks to get bread and cheese and got her over that. And after that, they put her on tablets and she stayed on tablets until she had a stroke. On January the 11th, 99, we'd been to Miami for New Year, came back on the 5th of January, and she had a stroke on the 9th of January, on the 11th of January. And that ended up with 9 weeks back in the Radcliffe, well, back in the infirmary, which is closed now,